Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa is back, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, she is a brand strategist and business coaching expert. Her company, Self Brand, is based out of New York. She helps companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of You Are a Brand, as well as Breakthrough Branding, both of these very successful books that I encourage you to check out. And she's our good friend, Catherine Caputa. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things you've been working on lately are some strategies for social media. You've got five social strategies
right.
that you say we can use to grow our businesses. And as we all know, Catherine, social media is no longer a fad. It's no longer considered a fad, but it is something that still is elusive to a lot, especially, well, not even just to small business owners. It's still elusive in some ways to big businesses. The rules are different than the old rules, aren't they?
Well, they're totally different. You know, it's funny, when I started out in the advertising business, you know, the whole thing was about television commercials and print ads. And now, you know, the hot area is really how to use social, you know, and
yeah.
it's a whole different game, how to do it well.
And when you were doing those,
it costs a lot of money, but you need good ideas.
And when you were doing those ads, it was about call to action. Spend a nickel, get a dime back. In
right.
social media, the call to action is much more discreet, isn't it?
It's much more discreet, and there's a lot of different avenues that you can take on it. So it's really about building community and building engagement
right.
and getting people involved in your brand and liking your brand.
Well, I like the fact that you use the word brand. See, to me, if I were going to talk about social media and in a combination of anything that we used to do, it would be branding. Because, as you know, Catherine, brand building expectations are different from advertising expectations. And social media, to me, should be, when you think of an investment in social media, you should think of it more like you would be building, you would think for expectations for brand building.
Right. Right. Because, you know, the interesting thing is, in social media, if you flog the product too much, it turns people off.
Right,
so
right.
traditional advertising, call to action, it's all about the product.
Right.
And social media is really giving them content and information that they're interested in or appeals to them, and that will build your brand. So it's a whole different game.
You say there's a secret ingredient that you identified that can help us.
Well, I think you want to hit people. Social media, one of the secret ingredients, particularly for viral videos that go viral, research shows what the secret ingredient is: emotion. You know, so it could be surprise, it could be fear, but it's, you want to hit them fast with an emotion, and you want to take them on a roller coaster ride if you're doing a viral video, the video that you want to go viral.
So
you want to take them on a roller coaster ride, up and down with the emotions.
Give us an example, Catherine.
Well, let's look at, you know, there's a lot of commercials now. There's a lot of viral videos with, you know, talking pets, you know, or talking babies. So,
mm-hmm.
again, it's that whole surprise factor. You know, AT&T did a commercial this summer with two guinea pigs, one, you know, Kim and Carl. So it's kind of these two animals, and it's really for AT&T security systems, home security systems.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is, What do your pets think when they see all these technology devices in your home with blinking lights and stuff? So it has these two pets talking. So it's really, you know, kind of that surprise factor. It was a tremendous viral success. Another example.
But how does
you know,
that? But Catherine, how does a small business expect to do something like that? How
okay,
do they?
I think the key for small businesses, it's not about expensive production values. It's coming up with an idea that's interesting that people will pass along. For example, there's a knitting store here in New York City called Knitty City, mm-hmm. and their whole focus is building community with people, and they have a lot of their customers post the things they're knitting online, and people pass them on to other people. So, again, it's a low-cost viral campaign, and it's getting your customers to help you do the marketing.
You know what I think the secret ingredient for small business videos is?
What?
Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the thing that causes people, it might not go viral around the world, but I think when people see the store owner, the business owner, right. on a 90-second video saying, okay, you're gonna start mowing your yard pretty soon. Here's how you safely take the blade off of the mower I sold you last year, sharpen it, and put it back on.
Right.
And it's there's no production value. It's just in the shop showing you how to do it, and it's I call it contribute first, contract second.
Right. Well, and, you know,
doesn't that connect with people, that kind of humanity?
Right, right. You know, there was that, Wine Library TV with, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk that, you know, became very famous.
Yeah.
And that was, again, you know, his father had a wine store in the early days before it really grew big. And he did a very low-cost, video, once
right.
a week that he
right.
would get on. And he would talk about, here's three wines we're going to taste. So talking directly, giving information. It was his personality. People liked him.
That's
but it
right.
was, again, very low cost, and it was purposely done that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it built the brand from,
right.
They were doing business something like, 100,000 a year to, millions,
What's this brand ambassador thing?
Well, the brand ambassador idea is this whole idea of getting customers, your best customers, to sort of represent the brand. Here's an example, Warby Parker, and if you're familiar with them, they do low-cost eyeglasses, $95, you send in your prescription. They have, 100 styles of, frames you can choose from. But it was started by five college students at the University of Pennsylvania. And what they did was get very high-profile students to be their brand ambassadors when they were students, when they were starting this company.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd get them to wear the glasses. They'd give them cards where their friends could get 20% off. And they, of course, got free glasses. So it was setting up, this brand
mm-hmm.
ambassador representing your brand. Now that they're bigger, they go to, various cities and they get maitre d's in restaurants.
Right.
That wear glasses, give them a free pair.
Consumers are more interested in what other people are doing than in what companies are saying.
Right.
And the research shows this, folks. We come back. There are multiple screens in your life. How are you taking advantage of that? We're going to get Catherine Computer to help us with that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.